Okay, this is Podcast X, and this time around we're featuring the original review that Starhawk and I recorded for episode 50. Yeah, with all those songs from that little musical extravaganza spliced into it, the show would have run well over 2 hours, and that's a line I'm trying not to cross. When you hear the following sound, that more or less sounds like we're fast-forwarding through a song, well, in effect we are, since that's where a song would have been spliced in. And so, without further ado, episode 51. Musical episode.
Intriguing, isn't it?
Whose idea was this?
Yours.
Okay, in my defense, I was like, hey, let's just musical episode sometime.
And I was like, hey, whatever the fuck ever, Trenchcoat Mafia, I'm just the slave bitch guest host of Podcast X, whatever.
Actually, it was more like, well, then it has to be the super episode 50 extravaganza if we're going to do a musical.
Oh, a double size issue? Where'd it go, Shrek? Double size issue! Double size issue!
Okay, well, that's good. Now we're covered if this does run over the 80-minute mark that you prefer to keep these shows to.
Dear listeners of Podcast X, by the power of Podun, I have embarrassed myself to no limit to bring you the pleasures to which you are about to be treated. Or tortured. Probably tortured.
Yeah, definitely more like tortured.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we should have had some bitches up in here singing some of these female parts.
Oh, well, actually, Vixen is going to be heard from later on in this show.
Okay. All right, so yes, we all know Podcast X co-hosts have a tendency to think that they can sing. Actually, we don't think we can sing. We just are shameless. Pitifully shameless.
I still say, not having seen American Idol, that we have to be better than Sanjaya.
But he had such delicious hair.
Someone else who has delicious hair is Dazzler.
What a segue.
Look, that's the best I can do.
Not even gonna go there.
Because,
ooh,
yeah.
Dazzler.
Check it out. It is what... Oh, by the way, I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. This is Starhawk. Do you have an alias this time?
By the power of Podun, I will be the multilinguistic.
The what?
The multilinguistic.
Okay, you know what? You're going to be Starhawk, because I can't do whatever the hell that was. Yeah, we're reviewing, What If Volume 1, Issue 33? Because, now, this is true. When I told you there was a comic that had Dazzler as Galactus's herald, you were intrigued.
I believe you built this as my opportunity to see the interspatial slutty ways of the bitch herald of Galactus.
I never said that, but I do support that sentiment.
Fair enough.
Okay. Sick of the Watcher. Like, here. Go ahead. Yeah, the Murder Shack is, got a lot of traps.
Okay, so check it out. Podcast X fans. I actually enjoyed this comic.
What?
Now, I didn't have a chance to see the cover. I had no idea that this was a ultra spectacular double What If issue. Unfortunately,
why, one might almost call it a what-if double feature. If
indeed,
we were reviewing the Iron Man story, which we're not, because it's really damn lame.
And that's exactly what I wanted to say. If the other story wasn't Iron Man, fuck Iron Man, let's move on. Okay, the Watcher's looking fat.
He really is here. They drew him with, like, sort of muscles, but, like, not really.
Hmm.
That is a like a little squat. Yeah, it's like Jack Black as the Watcher.
Exactly. Actually, this Watcher looks like a Watcher that you would sit on your shoulder. He's like, I'm the good ideas Watcher. So maybe later we'll see I'm the bad ideas.
There's Watcher. An idea. Imagine like if you had a good Watcher on one shoulder, and he's telling you, well, if you make these choices, you will live in a reality where things work out this way. And you would have an evil Watcher. No, if you make the bad decision, you can live in this cooler reality with like lots of bitches.
I'm sorry, all I heard was the bad Watcher. You said something about a good Watcher?
Anyway.
Okay, let me tell you why I really didn't hear anything you had to say about the Watcher. You were like, let's say you had a good Watcher, and he only fucked Buffy when she was pregnant. And then let's say you had a bad Watcher, and he only fucked Buffy in the ass. And I'm like, who wants to fuck Buffy?
You mean Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or just any chick named Buffy?
Damn, good question. I think I was referring to the Vampire Slayer.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, you haven't seen what's become of that actress. I mean, you're remembering her from back when she was still cute early on in that show.
No, I'm remembering her from those desperate attempts to make some cheesy kid money in, like, Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking, but yeah.
I don't know what the casting directors were thinking.
You know, I haven't seen those movies, but I'm sure the CGI Scooby was the best actor in them.
No, actually, Shaggy was. Shaggy was spot on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Giving him full credit. He had to actually interact with Scooby. And, quite honestly, I really enjoyed the first one. I'm not sure I even saw the second one. I don't know.
I'm proud that I haven't seen either one, and I hope to continue avoiding them.
There's an extra scene where Velma is pretty much dancing around in her bikini in a locker room after being possessed by demons. Hot.
Huh.
Ka-ching. Money shot. Payoff. Who didn't want to fuck Velma?
Well, Velma on the show was not. The cartoon show was not hot.
Dude, by the time I... Have you no sense of orbital proportions?
Orbital proportions?
Yes. Let's take Disco Dazzler here. Okay.
See, I already know where you're going with this. You're going to say that Velma wore that big baggy sweater to hide her huge jugs.
She had super huge lumps up under that sweater. Okay? I'm fucking Velma. Dude, I'm like, I'm not even pulling the sweater
okay,
all the way
I have
off.
Okay, I have to ask. Would you fuck Velma if Scooby had her first?
Ew.
She made like it which doggy
hole did he,
style
which
in every
hole did
way.
He use?
He fucked her in the ass.
Yeah,
see, I went right for what I know your preferred method of raping
bitches. No, I'm saying, no, I'm not going to fuck behind Scooby. Shaggy might do that. I wouldn't do that. I'm thinking that the pussy is still there, okay? Granted, she probably didn't consent, so I'm assuming Scooby got the full Monty and really, like, scored with the anal rape scene.
I'm thinking...
How far are we in?
Oh, we're probably way too far in.
Okay.
And we promised ourselves we weren't going to do this.
True, but still. So, that being taken out of the equation, it's still a matter of pulling Velma's shirt up or that sweater up just like under her chin so like the tits are out, the face is out, but the sweater's still there and working what's left of the front.
I know
side.
You dread these words, but I just had a thought. Do you think like if Velma put like a Scooby snack up her pussy,
you know
and
what?
Was like,
you are such...
"Here, Scooby,
you
come
are
and get your Scooby snack."
Okay,
Scooby
first
snack.
Off, first off,
Scooby, lift that pussy.
You just did not.
What?
You just did not.
What?
You did. Okay, fuck this. Is it too early?
To what?
To disclaim. Never mind. We're going to see how far you can go.
Okay. I'll do it for
let's
you.
Move
the
on.
Opinions
no, no,
expressed
no, 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 no. I'm sure you got better than that. We're going to save the best for later. Okay. Disclaimer should only been used when necessarily appropriate because based on what you just said, I think that's disgusting. All you need if you want the dog to lick your pussy is to smear a little peanut butter around the clit. Okay? You do not need to go sticking Scooby snaps up in there. All right, this is a tried and true please dog lick my genitalia trick used by men and women since the dawn of time, okay? Do not go sticking Scooby snacks up inside of wet, damp places.
See, now I'm wondering if, like, Kid Mission, having heard your advice,
and suggestion. Now, why do you want to go ahead and pick on the first adopted daughter of Podon within the first 10 minutes of the episode? Well, let's just get it out of the way, because after this fucking episode, even Kit Mission might not be speaking to the Starhawk.
Well, I was going to say, because she's pretty much at this point, you know, at this time we're recording this, the last person that bothers to post on the blog that's not directly connected to the show.
And she's just the sweetest, most submissive little thing for doing that, isn't she?
And speaking of sweet, submissive things.
Speaking of sweet, submissive things. Still got to ask, since I'm counting the boobs. One, two. B cup or C cup?
If Painkiller Jane was a B, then Dazzler's... She's not what you would call a full C, but she's a C.
Okay. All right, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
So, check out the outfit. I'm loving it, all right?
What?
Now, here's the... Come on. This
okay.
is Disco Dazzler.
I should point out, this is She's her classic, in quotes, one-piece silver disco collar jumpsuit with the sparkly bracelets and armbands and, like, mirror ball boot roller skates and the disco ball pendant around her neck. Go on.
With these big, unjustifiable blue butterfly stickers across, like... Two hands
I can
of her
only
face
assume
covering
that
her eyes.
That's her. Kiss must be her favorite band or something.
Now all you need to do is tell me whether or not that's supposed to be redhead or blonde hair.
Strawberry blonde.
Light red.
See, I would go with
orange red.
Because anytime I see orange hair in a comic, since I've never seen a human being with orange hair,
I'm saying she's a redhead. I know a lot of people, we need to debate this. Okay, time to get your pens and pencils ready for taking notes so that you can respond, as always, to podcastx.blogspot.com. What if featuring the Dazzler and Iron Man, Volume 1, Number 123, June 1982, who's the Tracer?
Volume 1, Issue 33, I think. I don't know what you said. Anyway, who's we're going to start with the Tracer?
This is the only person I really care about.
Okay, the Tracer is John... DiAgostino. The art monkey is Mike Vosburgh, and the alleged writer, although more accurately in this case the typist, is
okay.
Dan Fingeroth.
Who wrote this piece of shit?
Dan Fingeroth.
He needs to have his fingers cut off.
I thought you'd like this story.
I know, but come on, Fingeroth? Come on, come on. Work with me on this. All right, Dan.
Check this out. He now edits this magazine called Write, as in W-R-I-T-E, Right Now, where basically, like, he runs articles in that magazine teaching aspiring comic writers how to write.
As well he should, because you know what? Dan Fingeroth is a goddamn Svengali, a Nostradamus, a foreseer of the future. This man has predicted Podcast X, Episode 50, and provided us with this wonderful title called What If the Dazzler Had Become the...
Herald.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Slutfuck Herald of Galactus. Now, Dan, the writer, scribes some awesome dialogue for the Watcher leading in from pages 1 to 2. In fact, as far as, you know, big pompous fat dudes with bald heads are concerned, this might be some of the Watcher's best dialogue in the two What If comics that we've covered, because I thought he was pretty piss poor in that Iron Man has sex with the Hawkins Submariner.
Wasn't he just like a floating head in that or something?
It was pathetic. This is a much, much improved Watcher. He's very verbose. He actually has his facts in order and you know, can actually string two continuities together. So he gives us a rundown on Alison Blair, who, having the ability to warp light, chooses neither to be a hero or a villain, but instead a dazzling entertainer at your neighborhood disco.
However, since she's starring in a Marvel comic, she winds up fighting supervillains anyway.
Having been abducted by S.H.I.E.L.D., that base organization housing that... you know, scumbag of a super whatever you want to call it, a super wannabe Iron Man.
I like that they got Robert Downey Jr. to play him, so we have an alcoholic playing an alcoholic.
A wannabe playing a wannabe. A has-been playing a wannabe.
Oh. I am surprised, though, that they would put out the budget for a Hollywood movie devoted to a villain. That's very unusual.
America has been stupefied by its president.
Ah, okay, I'll buy that.
Hence, yeah, we'll basically watch anything that has a bunch of primary color images flipping by in the opening credits.
I'm a little confused. Is Dazzler naked?
Naked! 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 Count the boobies. A one. A two. Dude, why didn't you just put the stars where you wanted to put the stars? Dazzler, what page is this?
Three.
Page three, panel three, straight up naked. Posing like a little hoe. This was drawn naked. This was inked naked. This was penciled naked. This had the nipples erased. They didn't even bother to color it. I mean, they went from flesh to flesh minus nipples, erased the flesh color. Naked. Disco Dazzler. Hot, wet, slut herald of Galactus. In this one, she's not. She's just been abducted by Galactus because, you know, she's, like, rapeable. And sent off to fight for her right to party against Terax the Tamer.
Yeah, like, Galactus's latest herald, this Terax guy, has gone rogue, and for some reason, of all the people in the universe, Galactus chooses Dazzler to bring Terax back. Why he didn't choose a better character like Howard the Duck, I don't know.
Dazzler has exactly 13 minutes of superpower experience before she's abducted by Galactus to go after Terax. She had just been in the S.H.I.E.L.D. HQ. She had just absorbed Claw. She had just broke out of the facility, and she got nabbed up by the Galactus ship. And he's like, damn, you're hot. You might be able to lure Terax out of that black hole. Go get him.
See, I mean, yeah, Galactus has known her for 5 minutes. He's already talking about holes. I mean, clearly, he's got shit on his mind.
Oh, didn't see that one coming. My bad. Okay, so in our reality, Dazzler's issues 9 through 11.
Now, see, these old what-ifs were still sticking to the correct formula. There's a point of divergence here.
Exactly. So, basically, Terax is captured or defeated by Dazzler. She could defeat me because I'd be so busy, like, waiting for that blouse to pop open. I'm totally staring at her tits. She's doing whatever she fucking wants elsewhere. And if she does a high kick, it's over. So, thus, since you found the black hole so much to your liking...
Yeah, he banishes Terax to the black hole instead of forgiving him, which is what he did in our reality.
And I gotta tell you, what he did in our reality, lame.
Yeah, and Terax is swearing revenge, and this is important later. His cosmic axe falls from his hand as he plummets into the black hole.
Yes, but we don't want to put up too many spoilers here, but check it, right? Wrenched from the ship by a bolt of cosmic thought, the Tamer is swiftly and brutally flung back into the black hole. Now, our reality, he was forgiven, but now he goes into the black hole, there to suffer in solitude for all eternity. And his axe, the force of Galactus's fury, has torn it from his grasp. Now, that's a prelude to how this reality's Galactus is badass.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around like our Galactus does.
No.
Like, here's our Galactus, you know. I am here to eat the Earth! Oh, come on, Galactus.
You're not really here to eat the Earth.
Come on, cut us a break. Can't you just leave us alone once
more? We're not the droids that you want.
I will leave, but I may one day be back! And then, like, sales on some book are failing. I am back!
Yeah, but really, Galactus, we're still not the droids that you want. So, yeah, that's our universe's Galactus. This universe's Galactus is like, Earthling, that was fun, but you've proven yourself both daring and courageous and extremely sexy. You shall be my new herald.
And I do like Galactus. Dazzler here is like, what? She's got that look.
She's got that look of unfuck stupidity right there on her face. Now, we might as well introduce the other characters playing in this. She needs to be informed as to what's going on by a robot dude.
R11.
Now, Dazzler and the drone, R11, Galactus's mechanoid
assistant. You think he's related to R2-D2? He has an R in his name. He could be like a distant descendant of R2-D2. Since, you know, they were around, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Could be the bastard descendant of R2-D2 and C-3PO. He stands on, he stands erect like a humanoid robot. Probably has some other working features.
Like a humanoid.
Sort of like Dazzler standing there erect.
Well, no, as opposed to like monkeys, because I was telling you off the air, wouldn't it be cool if you, like, you know, kidnapped some bitch off the street and, like, you operated on her and replaced her normal human knees with, like, non-locking monkey knees. And then, like, you chased her and she had to run away from you, but she could only sort of, like, shamble like a monkey. Like, that would really... It would be both funny and awesome.
Okay, first off, I'm not into chasing my pussy. I'm into telling my pussy, kneel. Okay, fine. Before Zod.
Notice how there were still knees involved.
I don't give a fuck as long as the bitch is kneeling, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, oh, speaking of kneeling bitches, you see that movie Stealth?
No.
Thank God. But do you know the chick that was in it?
I've never heard of this movie.
Jessica Biel. So it was the guy who played Ray, the blind guy, Jamie Foxx. Okay? He says to Jessica Biel, he says, damn, he's one hot white bitch. Starhawk would sap your shit up with a biscuit.
He actually said that in a Hollywood movie. He mentioned you and what you would do to her.
Dude, when she put on that blue bikini, it was all about the homage to the Starhawk. Okay, so enough said. Moving back onto the comic. R11 instructs Dazzler that the Master has made his decision. Obey. And of course, Galactus is like, silence, drone. Galactus has made his decision. Obey. Dazzler's
that's
like,
redundant.
Yeah. Dazzler's like totally into,
don't I have any choice in this?
And right, she's like,
yeah.
What about my decision?
Well, first of all, look at the pose she's striking.
I'm trying to go there, right? Okay. She's like, don't I have any choice in this? As Trenchcoat Mafia rightfully stated. But she's like, if you've ever seen that movie, Secretary?
That was a great movie. Also, I would say that movie is highly instructive, and every female should watch it to learn how they should be. Go on.
Exactly right. So, Dazzler's like, sticking her breasts out, giving her best cleavage shot, ass is poked out, legs are crossed submissively, waiting for you to force them open. Arms stuck behind her like she's already waiting for the chains to be chained to the wall, right? And there's all like these hooks and shit that she can be chained to in the background. And she's like, I don't belong here in space with you. I want to go home.
Oh my God, this really is a musical episode.
Hey, look. Because if they survive that, then they'll be more than happy to survive the rest of the treats we have in store for them. And I've got to say that we've got plenty of treats in store.
Well, here's Galactus, and he's like, your home is the Earth, woman. A planet I have sworn to devour. That's actually true. It says...
One day.
By the way, I missed these footnotes. See Fantastic Four 213? Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's what happened. Like, Galactus came to eat the Earth for the umpteenth time. No, then this is actually pertinent, because I'm about to explain why this Galactus is cooler than the, quote, real Galactus. The real Galactus was chased away because Reed's like, yo, dude, look, I've got the ultimate nullifier. And, of course, like, that destroys all reality. And Galactus was trying to read his mind to see if Reed was bluffing. But the Watcher, who of course is sworn not to interfere, was blocking Galactus's telepathy.
I actually do recall reading that comic.
Wow.
In paper format.
Yeah, that's...
The Starhawk goes back many, many days.
And Galactus, instead of like saying, I cannot read your mind, I will now take you and vivisect you. And you know, see what secrets I can pry from your brain to see if you are bluffing. No, instead he just says, ah, fine, I'll leave. But you know what? Someday, again, someday I'll come back when the sales on some comic book are failing and I'll eat your Earth.
You're just not a regular Galactus fan, are you?
A regular Galactus fan. That always... See, the thing is that once you do that first Galactus story, if he comes back, it's like, oh, well, and? Like, that's the only thing you can do with Galactus is have him eat your planet. That's what he does. Or you could go the other route. Mark Waid actually had Galen separated from the Galactus entity / energy, and he was walking around as a normal humanoid.
Interesting.
Yeah, that actually was interesting. But there you go. That's what a good writer will do with Galactus, something no other writer had done.
How did they remerge?
I don't know if they have yet or not.
Oh, this is ongoing. This is current.
Well, this was like Fantastic Four 520-something. So it was maybe a couple years ago, and I don't know if he's popped up since. But basically, Galen was fleeing the Galactus energy. He was like, look, I know one day I will reemerge with this and I will once again become Galactus, but I will, like, escape my fate as long as I can. That's not what I want to be.
Now, that would have to make the Galactusness a sentient energy form?
Do you think it can, like, I guess it can only inhabit him, because if it can inhabit anyone, it's basically like Venom.
Well, I'm figuring even Venom figured out how to merge with somebody else. I mean, you're thinking that the Galactusness...
Well, maybe it can only merge with, like, the soul being from a given universe. Like, because, you know, he's not of our universe. He's of the one before
it. So, basically, you're saying Galactus could merge with the Galactusness. Superman could merge with the Galactusness.
No, he's the last survivor of his planet, not his universe.
His universe.
I would say that maybe.
Wait a minute, when did Galactus' universe go?
Oh yeah, that's in his origin story.
I thought it was just his planet hit.
His whole universe. This was a John Byrne story.
Enough said.
His whole universe. Enough
said.
It's gone.
Enough said. Okay, for those of you who have not heard previous John Byrne despising episodes of Podcast X, enough said. So check this out. Let me verse the listeners on page 5, panel 4.
She's all pissed off.
She's totally pissed off. And I would be too if someone said to me, if you become my herald willingly, perhaps I will spare that wretched orb.
Perhaps. He's not even promising.
What the frack is willingly or else?
Well, that's kind of like Saddam Hussein. You will surrender willingly. But either way, we're going to bomb the shit out of your country.
Okay. I can't even calculate a George Bush Galactus comparison. Meanwhile, Galactus is, like, not even deigning to look at them. He's got, obviously, better things to worry about. Hence, his little humanoid toy, you know, toaster toy, R11, is like, Dazzler, Allison, Galactus has made his decision. Nothing can reverse this.
And the robot's Jewish? I mean, wouldn't he talk more like Jackie Mason then? Dazzler, Allison, Galactus has made his decision. Nothing can reverse it. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because you were going for like the nasal, you know, New York Jew.
I was going for the tin robot.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now...
I know
the
you
statements
hate robots,
made
by
the trench coat do not reflect the opinions of other members of Podcast X. This being all very strange to Dazzler, she's totally pissed off, sees that she's in one of those situations why that dirty, rotten, cold-blooded...
You know, this would be a good point to mention that you wrote most of the songs. By the way, the lyrics penned by Starhawk do not reflect...
Fuck it. Starhawk will take credit right
now. I would say that about 90% of all the lyrics are yours.
I would say 95 to 98% of the lyrics are mine. But Hey,
and Star I wrote the good ones.
Starhawk is proud to be a member of the free-speaking nation of America.
Well, damn. All right, then.
All right. Hail Podon. Move right along. So, that just about sums it up. Page 5, Galactus has pimp-smacked his bitch up.
Actually, yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And check it out. She's angry for one panel. One panel. Here we are on the next page. Look how submissive she looks and is acting and speaking. And she's talking in that little itty-bitty voice because the letters are little.
All right. How do we begin? I don't believe she fucking said that.
Because this is what... I mean, she's well, a woman, and this is what she's really wanted all her life, is a daddy.
Dan Fingeroth follows up with that whimpering little submissive question with some great narrative. It begins with a soul-chilling gaze from Galactus. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I like this word balloon here where he's like, "You are now my bitch!" Okay, it's not really there, but...
No, it's just totally not really there. But
now, what is she doing?
This is there. Thrown to her knees, she knows that she is beyond pain, beyond fear. Her life, as she knew it, ends. And she becomes one with the power cosmic of...
Galactus. Dun, dun, dun! Now, actually, yeah, okay, you know, that's a pretty good deal. I mean...
Pretty
you got to be his herald, but she's, like, all-powerful. She has the power cosmic now, like the Silver Surfer.
I don't care how, like, all-powerfully cosmic she is. At the bottom of page 6, she is racked with pleasure, dropping to her knees. In the middle of that bottom of page 6, she's, like, on her hands and knees, head down, and, like, bowing.
And, you know, we're not even making that up. She really
and
is.
And, I mean, you know, last panel, flash of blinding light, like this great big whorish orgasm. And booyah!
There she is.
Skating through the cosmos. Behold, woman, now you are truly alive. A maiden of might made possible by the hands of a man.
Yours I like is how the you power, go from the real the dialogue command. Right to the Starhawk dialogue.
And she's like, he's not kidding. I feel charged.
This is the real, yeah. Now, here's the thing, except her very first thought upon receiving all this power as a female is, okay, I've got all this power, but I'm not going to lift a finger against the man, Galactus.
Hey, she saw how Terex fared when he tried that. This is actual dialogue. Her mouth hangs open. Her legs are splayed wide. She reaches her arms in front of her, and she reaches out to glide, to touch, to yearn, to beg. What is it that she could possibly want? Except to be a space whore. So let's sing about it.
I can't believe there was another song. There's no more of these, are there?
Look, why isn't she all silver like the Silver Surfer?
Because that wouldn't be hot.
Hot. Dude, totally.
No. Think of Nova.
All right, look.
The chick Nova. She was all metal and she wasn't hot. She was hotter when she looked human and she was like a redhead and she was Johnny Storm's girlfriend.
I'm not going to lie to you. Any bitch that can strike that pose, dazzling. Moving right along.
Well, that is her name. Oh, this is great.
Oh, I love this. I love the dialogue, quote-unquote dialogue. This is the Watcher. The Watcher's a freaking pervert.
Flowing forth from her lips is a song, which is somehow audible even in the great vacuum of space. It is a sad melody. The song of one who has been stolen from her home and forced into a servitude most grim. And I, the Watcher, get off on this shit.
I'm wondering why the Watcher is bringing us this particular story. Infinite possibilities, infinite views. He gives me a close-up of the Disco Dazzler, eyes closed in supplication, mouth yearning to be filled.
This is where the Watcher's head is at. He wants to fuck Dazzler, and who can blame him?
She is one of Marvel's hotter superheroes.
Oh, I would agree. And, okay, I have to ask you, did you stick around for, they cut her hair and they put her in, like, a blue leotard and they made her completely, like, unsexy? and she like joined the X-Men.
Actually, you know what?
And
you know what?
She started fucking Long Shot. It was a whole thing.
That was the beauty of it. Next to the Black Widow, the sweetest ass in Marvel Comics. Okay, and then the whole I'm into
you know
hot
what?
Young guys.
I have to ask you, Marvel and DC superheroines. Top five asses, go. 5-1.
This is going to be an all-Marvel win.
Wow.
I mean, actually, okay.
Wonder Woman's not on there.
Wonder Woman's a flat-ass little thing, but I got to tell you, tits, DC is a powerhouse.
Well, that's not
asses,
fair. They have Power Girl.
No shit. Okay? But asses, Marvel's gonna take some early hits, some early wins. Black Widow, Disco Dazzler, Jean Grey. Then we'll follow up with Barbara Gordon.
Jean Grey, you have to wonder if she's not wearing like padded panties or something, because I told you Grant Morrison did establish in New X-Men she wears falsies.
Do it. He did it.
So we can't trust. She's dead anyway, so you can't really count her.
That's the type of ass that just keeps coming back from the dead.
What about the White Queen?
Now, you see, this is a funny thing, because after original Barbara Gordon, then it was a toss-up between...
Oh, her ass has to look horrible now.
True, but then it was a toss-up between Black Canary or one of the fishnet and pant or lingerie-wearing bitches in the
I would actually...
Universe.
You know what? I would give Zatanna the edge over Black Canary, because Black Canary's older. Zatanna's still pretty young.
And she's got that magic to back that shit up.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
Because when you see in the club, back up. When the bitch is in the club, yeah. Back up.
She's
this
always...
This is how
oh,
you pump the ass. Oh, yeah. This is how you pump the ass. Anyway.
She's always casting that spell. However you would say, you know, ass firm up, backwards. She would be saying all the time.
Face down, ass up, the den and no foul.
All right, you know
like
what?
To...
I see I have to get off this subject.
Okay. So, check it, right? So, she's still a facile blonde, strawberry, redhead, whatever. Awesome cosmic power! It's like that genie thing with Robin Williams. Awesome cosmic power! Itty-bitty imagination.
Ooh.
She starts making holograms of her
loved ones.
And, you know, it's like... And if I weren't such a submissive coward, I'd actually go see them, but I can't. Oh, well.
Okay, well, you already pretty much said what I would say, so...
That's why we do these podcasts together.
Oh, she's crying.
Aww.
This is why Galactus rules. Because, like, he's talking to her telepathically. Dazzler! Enough of your maudlin self-pity! He's my hero.
He says that.
He says that. Yeah.
Worlds must be found. Worlds must be consumed.
And does she say, fuck you? Yeah, no. She's, but how will I know what you need? She's a good girl. You know what? I like her.
Well, you know, here's the deal, right? She's out there in space. She's crying. She's got her little legs crossed together. You know, tears are coming down her eyes. Her bottom lip is all pushed out. And Galactus doesn't want to fuck that. How could she know what she needs? I'm figuring that's what
he
needs. Okay,
I have a
question.
But... How exactly would Galactus fuck Dazzler?
I think he'd have to whip out the tricock.
Well, Galactus, being Galactus, would have at least a tricock, although I would think he'd have an octocock, because I would put him on a par with Mighty Podon himself.
All right, check it out. This Galactus might go toe-to-toe in a few blows with... the Mighty Podon. However, that's just a frail young thing, reminiscent of one particular kid mission. She has to be gently trained to receive an octocock. So maybe Galactus might take it easy on her and just work her over with a Starhawk-sized treatment.
You know, speaking of tricock, see how I just stole the intro to this song from you just there?
I mean, we're not even on that panel.
We are. It's the last panel of the page.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Let's just make sure we know.
Hey.
Hurry.
Hey, you're stealing
Harold.
It back.
Bitch,
hey.
Galactus hungers.
How many songs are in this show? You know what? You should post, when this episode goes up, you should just post the lyrics. And they can sing along with Podcast X.
Oh, this sounds like such hard work.
Okay, then. So, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Oh,
The song actually also covers this page.
In fact, it does. Here we see Dazzler not paying attention, skates into the center of a meteor storm.
Whoa. Okay, I have to stop. She's skating in space.
And she is so damn sexy when she does it. Jesus, let's talk about the poses on this page. Let me just count the breasts. One dazzling boobie. Two. Her tits are so fucking dazzling. They actually put four boobs per panel. There are two dazzlers in each frame. Asteroids are all over the place. Actually, it's a continuous full-page spread of asteroids, and she's just dancing through them. And I mean, oh my God.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, for no reason, she is completely bent over as she's skating, and her ass cannot possibly be more up in the air.
It's higher than her head and her hair and her arm.
What's...
It's an apple, not a heart.
I approve, but...
It's an apple.
That's the most gratuitous... Okay.
The most gratuitous... We're looking at the Disco Dazzler with cosmic powers. How white can a white girl get? In fact, so white that they didn't even, like, do her blue butterflies in this particular panel. It's all white and pink flesh and red
hair. She can't be that white because she doesn't have a flat ass.
She does not have. She's hot. She can strike a pose. I ain't gonna lie.
Meanwhile,
back in the building or the orbital of Galactus.
Yeah, Dazzler has found him a planet.
And figures she will finally get to see how he eats.
Cool.
Now, keep in mind that this is, in fact, an uninhabited planet, and Dazzler has dedicated her servitude to only providing Galactus with nourishing yet non-sentient planets, or non-sentient-filled planets. However, her poor, fragile female mind can't seem to handle the raping of an entire planet, although, you know, her body's probably been ravaged quite a few times now.
What would you figure? She's been, like, Galactus's fuck toy for about a week now?
Time means nothing to a man like him. It could be a week, it could be dozens of years. We have no idea. However, that is one submissive little human bitch. Galactus sucks one planet to a lifeless husk, and R11 is all of a sudden all about...
The Earthling is shaken, but she will learn that such is the way of Galactus. You know, getting back to the rape issue...
How long do you figure she's been a slave?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably only been like 7 days if she's still this horrified at seeing him feed on a planet.
Now, I would argue that... the Watcher might have some secret files where she has had to, proving that she'd have to be a slave for more than 7 days, because I'm figuring if I was Galactus, I'd have to rape that for at least 7 days.
So you're talking about 7 days of rape. Yeah, that one you definitely wrote.
I don't know. I'm just figuring he needs to take out the Tricock again.
I think that was like a couple songs ago.
Look, dude, I don't even know why he bothers to put the Tricock away.
I am Galactus, and this is the break.
You knock me out.
wild, you drive me wild.
You fill me with inertia.
She's obviously...
This is how dumb she is. She's all happy here.
Yeah,
she,
now she's obviously been well-trained, and she's off again on another mission.
And by well-trained, you mean well-raped.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be raping that ass. So.
You know, really, I would say no guy is responsible for raping that ass, because who could resist it?
She practically begs for it in every panel.
And she's so, like, meek and mild.
Oh, she's just delicious. Oh, my goodness. Totally reminds me of Kid Mission.
How'd I know somehow you were going to find a way?
You know, just one of those things, I guess.
But, she's happy. So, because,
dude, she's thrilled. She's like, woo-hee! Up ahead! Another planet for Galactus!
And it's populated only by plants.
Now, I don't know.
Maybe, by the way, she's a human supremacist.
Like, maybe all of that, like, face-down, ass-up stuff is starting to affect her vision, because she doesn't get to see much but carpet. But, dude, how do you... Mistake.
Maybe the power cosmic gives her, like, you know, she has super vision.
Dude, she does her little Galactus Lutz signal, pulling in the spaceship. But even as she does that, she realizes she's made this huge and terrible mistake.
Yeah, the plants are alive. And sentient.
And telepathic.
And they have the hots for her. One of the plants actually says, is she not beautiful? And I have to ask, in all seriousness, would a plant have the hots for a humanoid? You're not Swamp Thing.
Okay, check this out. In case you guys haven't caught on to the idea yet, Dazzler is smoking. Her song, so soothing. And she's like, they're like, ooh. I mean, they're writhing all over.
Hey, can you imagine
they look like plants, but they're more like little snakes with extra nubs on them.
Yeah,
like,
we have some incredibly early 1982...
softcore porn?
I was going to say they're talking about that Heroes for Hire cover. We've got implied tentacle rape in an old 1982 Marvel comic.
I'm thinking consensual tentacle rape, because they're like, ooh, so soothing. And she's like, holy sh-. Now,
and she's
the
like,
panel actually
yes,
says, these guys are hot. They look at the little studs all up and down their long cylindrical bodies. It's like, ooh, rape.
But, I was wondering what her song is so soothing. What does she sing as she's going around finding planets for Galactus to devour? You're gonna die. You're all gonna die. I mean,
figuring she's just singing, fuck a fuck a fuck a fuck me. But I could be wrong.
Thank God that wasn't a segue.
Even Podcast X would not stoop so low as to go there.
Probably not.
Or probably.
Let's go on and find out.
Shall we? So, she's, like, totally shocked and appalled that she could be passing up the best sex of her life and condemning these little writhing things to death. So, they ask her to point up. They're like, ooh, do you come?
In peace.
O singer of space? And she's like, well, yes.
No.
Oh no. She's like, oh, damn, I come all over the place. I mean, I come in peace.
Actually, now, this is great that I actually have to praise Danny Fingeroth. I was going to say 1997. I'm only off by 10 years. Here in 2000. Yes, this is an old show. We were podcasting in 1997.
1982, baby.
Oh, my God. Let's see. This comic is 25 years old. Wow.
The Heralds of Galactus, man, they stay hot forever.
Well, I was going to say, in 2007,
Such full lips.
You don't get this any... Yeah, she's got Angelina Jolie lips.
Angelina Jolie lips, you know, like, Jillian... just fat, fuckable ass. You know what? When Jenna Jameson went to her plastic surgery to become, like, the number one porn star, she just probably showed them this page, and she said, I want to look like this from this angle, and I want to look like this from this angle. Dazzler's, like, floating all up in the tent of
and
his ass.
And here she is again,
out,
sticking her ass out.
Chest out. I'm just like, dude, you ain't nothing but angles and curves, girl.
But what I was going to say is, this is a so-called heroine, and yet she's weak. She's kind of dumb. She's pretty much just a sex object. I applaud this podcast. That's...
Bing, bing.
I mean, I get so tired of these modern-day Amazon butch acting and talking like a man fighting warrior women can't...
Except for Power Girl, I have never seen such a blatant example of male-imagined femininity except the Disco Dazzler.
You know, what's good is that, like the movie Secretary, girls can read this and they can, you know, see how the Dazzler is and learn how they should be. She's a role model.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look at this panel.
Oh, she's finally come out of her, like fuck possibility stupidity funk and been like, oh, but the one I serve, oh, shit, that's a different story, okay? He is not happy with me flirting with all the penis people.
Actually, and they do look like, you know what? They really do look like penis people.
And they're like, a starship? Oh, they totally go Michael Jackson on her, and they're like, but we're lovers, we're not fighters. We have no defenders of our own. And I'm like, at this point, she is wet. Right? And, because, like, you know she's being telepathically stimulated and all that type of shit.
Well, they're all probably coming on to her, like, telepathically, like
oh,
you said.
Oh, my
God. You know you want it. Fuck the plant.
Yeah. Dude, she is in a moment of
indecision.
This could be good. Or
frankly, she looks like she's ready for 7 more days of rape.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's going to be hard to edit. I'm going to have to cut it right after the word rape because you start laughing immediately.
I know, but that shit was awesome. Oh, my God. All right, so that basically explains this panel. The ship comes down. It's R11 who emerges from the craft, and it's like, strange. Shipboard scanner said we were ready to screw these people over, but now it's like they're not worthy to be screwed. And Dazzler starts thinking,
maybe Galactus is becoming a wuss. Maybe he changed the readings himself, because I'm like turning him into, like, totally emo.
He did not go emo.
Emo Galactus!
Nanu, nanu.
That's fucked up. He grows his bangs out, right? And, like, he starts listening to that music and he's all mopey and shit.
He starts slashing himself, but he can't kill the Power Cosmic.
I can't be bothered to eat a planet today. What's the point? Yeah. I would read the adventures of Emo Galactus.
All right,
At least he's got reason to be miserable.
Only if his herald was the Dazzler. But check this out. I did not take that read on this segment of the story. I thought this was actually a pretty pivotal piece, and I thought that that Dan did a wonderful job. I mean, all of a sudden, R11 shit is all malfunctioned, and Dazzler's like, perhaps Galactus did it. I mean, I have been hitting him with some of my hottest damn poses, and nobody with a dick can resist all this. So maybe my decision to be his slut ho space herald wasn't such a bad idea.
You know, it only just now occurred to me. Why didn't we go with a disco theme? It is Disco Dazzler.
Because you're the psycho who picked the comic, and you're the psycho who picked the soundtrack.
Who wrote the songs again?
Oh, that was that psycho Starhawk.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so, like, she is, dude, fucking oversexed, undersexed, just pure, the pure embodiment of sex. living proof that even Dazzler will have sex with a toaster. She is like, R11, I'm ready to fuck you right here, right now. I gotta hug somebody. This is not, I'm not
and
making
look,
this
look,
up.
Emo Galactus likes to watch.
She's like, I gotta hug somebody. You're the only one huggable here. And R11 is like, Dazzler, do as you wish. This is a direct quote. But do not forget, the master yet hungers. And she's like, she's all creamy now. I mean, they don't even show her from like the waist down because, you know, God knows where her fingers are. And she's like, I haven't forgotten. I'm on my way. And high above them, Galactus silently observes what's transpired.
I'm just imagining her, like, giving him a hand job, like, below Galactus's view screen where he can't see.
I'm imagining him giving her a hand job below the view screen where he can't see. And don't forget, there are snake plant...
Oh, and who knows what they're doing.
You know, studded penis people writhing all over the place.
Well, no wonder she's feeling so amorous here.
Stimulating her telepathically, no less. So...
Well... You know what? This really... I mean, you were laughing at the whole emo Galactus thing, but come on, dude, look at him. Look at those big, blue, sensitive eyes.
So he does the voyeurism thing, and he watches her go, God damn, look at that pose!
I'm still on the other thing. Because the caption's like, perhaps with her gentle ways, she has reached a part of Galactus.
Yeah, she served him well, this native of despised Earth.
He's becoming a wuss.
She's skating through space on his view screen.
Yeah, there's no reason for her to have her ass
out here.
Arms
behind
her
as if, you know, they're tied there. Tits bursting forth. And, you know, knees bent. Ass poked akimbo.
Oh! Bondage girl. You know about her, right?
Oh, Jesus on a stick. Was she modeled after Dazzler?
No, her powers only work if she's in bondage.
I'm out of here.
No, like you know how like that's the only way to take Wonder Woman's powers away is to like tie her bracelets together or whatever? Bondage Girl, you have to tie her up. She wants to be tied up because then she's able to activate her powers.
If you know whether or not Trenchcoat Mafia is just making this shit up, post your comments at podcastx.blogspot.com. Starhawk is stupefied. I got nothing. I can't even go there. Comics Code Authority, hello.
No, I did make up Bondage Girl. Oh, God. That would be cool.
Oh, Jesus. Yep, he done it again, Podcast
X-Ville. I'm just picturing like a superheroine like begging the villain to tie her up.
Just when you thought, you know, he had run out of material. Bondage Girl, nice. Good one.
All right, see?
Get the Star Wars again.
Yeah.
Alright, cool shit. Apparently,
you stole some of those intros from me. I had to get you back somehow.
Dude, apparently Galactus used to be bald?
Yes, he was. I'm so ashamed that I do know about this, but yes, he used to be a humanoid named Galen. He belonged to the universe that existed before our universe.
Hold on.
Their universe was destroyed in what was our Big Bang. The Big Bang of our universe. And the only thing that survived from the previous universe was Galen, but he was no longer Galen. He was now Galactus, devourer of worlds. He was born, reborn along with our universe being born with a new purpose, which was basically like to cull the excess worlds.
Okay. Either you're telling me the John Byrne story.
That is the John Byrne story.
Or...
I couldn't make... Now, that I couldn't make up on the spot.
The Watchers 1982 database slipped a serious disc. Because according to the Watcher, we don't even know this guy's name. Lost in the murky waters of time. His planet was laid waste by a dreaded plague. He tried to throw himself into the sun as an act of glory.
True! And all the rest of them died. He lived.
To his once magnificent world. And he lived. The only one. Of his planet.
Okay, I'm just assuming, if you check Wikipedia, if we really want to stop the comic and what?
One man survived the sun's fiery embrace, was irrevocably transformed by it.
Well, all this is actually true. It's just that they're leaving out
the part where
the
his universe
bigger
then,
information.
Then went on to die. This happened all before the big... You know what?
Yes.
Okay. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, I hope you're all having sex out there together. John Byrne.
You know, it's good to see families get along, isn't it?
Don't you mean it's just good to see families having forbidden incestual sex?
Isn't that a phrase? Keep it in the family?
Okay.
That along with, what is it, incest is best, put your sister to the test?
I like incest is best, start early, break your sister.
Oh no, you don't read the Ultimates. Ultimate Quicksilver and Ultimate Scarlet Witch. Now you know they're brother and sister, and it's like strongly implied and blatantly implied that they're fucking each other.
But aren't they from different parents?
No, they're twins. They're Magneto's kids.
They're twins?
Yeah, okay, Pietro and Wanda.
What the hell ever. Okay. And this was a John Byrne story, right?
No, not this one was not. He can't take the blame for this one.
All right. What are we up to?
Actually, I was going to Wikipedia because, like, I feel I'm being challenged on this.
This is Podcast X. We have the right to tangentize.
Okay, here you go. Galactus is the sole survivor of the big crunch of the universe that existed prior to the present-day universe. That's all. I mean, the Watcher wasn't lying to us. It's just that he didn't give us all this Wikipedia information. I take it, judging from your expression, you don't approve of this Galactus origin.
Okay. Fine. Galactus. Big noble scientist of the planet Ta.
Yes.
It's interesting how they kind of weave in what the Watcher was saying, but I gotta tell you, it makes me a little suspect of the Watcher's ability to deliver coherent information.
Now, since this really isn't about the Watcher, it's about continuity, I don't mind good continuity implants. Galactus is a big character in every way, and this makes his story bigger. It makes it more epic. I mean, it's fitting for such a character. I really don't have a problem with it.
They transformed him from a guy who was throwing himself into the sun for glory purposes.
Into the last survivor of his universe.
Into the last survivor of his universe. Wow. I think we better call our production company because we might be giving Galactus a bum rap.
Are you perhaps referring to this song? I guess you were referring to that song.
What was the title of that damn thing?
Once She's Been Raped.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that just a heart tugger?
I do have to ask, what possessed, of all the songs...
I just felt a magical,
well, you
like,
know, he
galactical
is,
moment.
He's looking very, to use one of your favorite words, he's looking very maudlin, very sentimental and weak here and emotional.
You know what?
So actually, that song was, in that sense, it was fitting, I suppose.
Well, every Galactus deserves at least one consuming inner shudder, but Galactus does hunger, and Galactus must move on.
Moving on. She looks hot. She looks really hot here.
You know what she looks like? She looks like that Chinese chick from...
I was thinking she looks like Emma Frost in this one panel with the
eyebrows.
No.
I'm thinking Sin City, the Chinese chick with the blades.
I didn't see Sin City.
That's okay, because she looks very determined, very pissed off, very good at sex, and in this particular sense, very focused. Eye scanning the vastness before her. She finds no suitable world, but suddenly...
But no, with her eyes being that wide open, she just does not look Chinese.
It's the flatness of her face.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? It's like, but suddenly, check it out. She must have, like, a sexual spider sense.
Because how many times now in this comic has she stuck her ass out for no good reason?
At this point, she's almost ready to grab it in joy.
Although,
like,
I have to say, she is some pretty... She's sort of realistically proportioned. Yeah, those are like, you know, a B, a large B or a small C there. She doesn't have, like, the balloon tits.
Right. I'm telling you, the hottest chick in Herald Comics. However, so she sees an armada off in the distance, right? She practically grabs her ass in joy, and she's like... There must be a galactic war brewing, but before these horny sailors can get their shit on...
What's up with this one spaceship down here, the purple one?
You mean the one that's shaped like a penis?
Yes.
What about that one that's shaped like a penis, that red one?
So, yeah, why are there all
and
these...
And that blue one?
Okay, why...
And that silver one?
Is...
And that yellow one?
Dazzler being surrounded by penis-shaped spaceships?
I don't know. Let's see what they say. Attention, that glowing female can only be the lackey of our enemy.
Oh, I like that word.
Ooh,
lackey. Yeah, nobody uses that word anymore.
It sounds like licky toy.
I'm going to become a supervillain just so I can use the word lackey.
See, I would become a supervillain, but I'd only use lackey on my female lackeys.
So would your male lackeys be your minions?
Awesome.
There's excellent. Another.
Excellent.
Yeah, villains have all the cool shit.
Here you go. Right? And it's like, dude.
They know she's the Herald of Galactus, and they're coming to get her.
I'm thinking prepare
they don't want
anus
their worlds to be
because
next.
It's like, check out what she, but this is what she says, right? She's like, they're like, ooh, and she's, what's she saying in the next panel?
She's not saying
she's
anything.
She's thinking, no, you don't understand.
Oh, well, scrolling back up, because I have to say, all these penis-shaped ships are surrounding her. And she's just standing there, like, ready to take them all
well,
on.
All I can say is, you see that panel?
Which one?
Why don't you just tell the readers what that says right there?
She realizes that the coming conflict will be different from any she imagined. Yeah, you know what? There's only one female I know that's as blatantly horny as Dazzler.
No.
Yes.
Not.
Vixen.
Vixen.
Yes. I have a feeling we're about to hear from her. That was horrible!
That was awesome. Dude. Let me see if I got this right.
I don't believe you wrote... First of all, I don't believe you wrote that. Second of all, I don't believe she sang it.
No, no, no. Tit fuck my big titties, if I'm not mistaken. Tit fuck my big titties.
Oh, you're glossing over. Fuck me as if I was 13.
Ooh! She's such a good little girl. Where did you ever find her?
She is definitely one of a kind.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, and did she do that with her top off?
No, I could not get her to do that one with her top off. Yeah, although, hey, wait a minute. This is a podcast. It's not like they could see her. Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Alright, so hold on. Can I see the lyrics on that?
On
fuck a fuck a fuck a fuck me. I mean, just.
Oh, sure, we've already tangented all over the place as usual.
Whatever, man. I'm just like, I'm not even gonna ask you to describe that wallpaper.
Oh, the wallpaper with like the amputees and the fuck pen. Isn't that cool? I don't know anybody else who has computer wallpaper as cool as mine.
Now she's out there roaming for an anal probing, hoping a slut can get a nice hard boning.
Again, you wrote this.
Oh.
So don't pretend to be appalled. Hey, I like the line about, what was it, needing rape dick?
Yeah, apparently she's not fighting the members of the Armada because she's like... she would so.
Well, she did tell them to cut her and fuck her open wounds, which is a recurring motif on Podcast X.
I got nothing.
Hey, do you realize that we're like shows like ours and our little pocket of fandom? We're part of the reason like chicks generally are not into comics. Podcast X, proud to be part of the problem.
I'm still reeling. Okay. I'm sorry. That was Vixen, sweetheart. That was awesome. All right. I will leave that bit of media merchandise to be...
She did go, like, above and beyond the Call of Duty on that one.
Woo! Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
So, after all the fucking, apparently they decide to destroy her?
Well, yeah, they're done with her.
Awesome.
I respect these aliens.
So, let's just make a long story interesting. They start blowing the shit out of her, and you know what? Oh, damn. They've got the Weapon Supreme.
Hey, it's the Cosmic Axe of Terax.
Nice.
And, like, they're using it as an energy source.
So, a little flashback moment for all of you who joined us late. Terax dropped his axe when...
Oh, they didn't join us late. They skipped past our singing.
Oh, well...
That's what happened there, yeah.
Okay, so... he dropped the axe, they retrieved it, and we do realize that about 1,000 years has gone by. Dazzler has been flying through the universe, skating through the universe, sexy as a newborn baby, for about 1,000 years.
Now, there are newborn babies that aren't sexy. Like the ones that are born and they're all, like, wrinkled up looking and shit.
Then you just, what's this called? You grab them by, like, the back of their shoulders and the back of their thighs and you fold them in half. And that stretches the skin out, make it nice and smooth across that little ass. Oh, you've got to edit that out.
my editing software's broken.
Dude.
That was too funny. Actually, what's that soft spot in the skull that infants have? Newborns, I think it's called the fontanelle.
No, we must move on.
Okay, I'll wait.
You're not, no.
By the way, I'm sure that was like highly offensive to whatever culture you were mocking just then. But no, I was just thinking.
I feel so lightheaded. Oh, God, he's not going
to
stop.
Do you think that if you try to fuck an infant through the soft spot in the skull, like you could, you know, break the skin and actually successfully, like, be, well, I have to harken back to episode 4 here, fuck the infant's brain through the soft spot in the skull? Well, basically, I'm wondering if you could, like, you know, break the soft spot with your dick. Because sort of if you would have to use, like, some sort of, like, outside implement, that's cheating.
Stop.
What?
You had me at infant. Do we want Wayne Wabbage or not Wayne Wabbage?
How glad are we that the FCC doesn't control podcasts?
Okay. Whew. Starhawk is numb.
Yeah, that was
barely
sick.
Holding on.
I can't believe you made me think
and
of that.
And would like to recall his disclaimer from earlier when we offended the Jews to just now disclaim anything Trenchcoat Mafia says, as we've offended every living human being on the planet Earth. Thank you. You happy now?
I like offending people. It's fun.
You know what? I'm jealous.
How so?
When you get excessively fucked up in the head, I mean offensive, when you're hanging out with Vixen, it's all about, what? I'm just saying. Which is probably the funniest thing you can say. But when you hang out with the Starhawk, it's all about, let's go fuck some babies and get the FCC to hunt our black asses down and kill us. Oh, you're the black guy. Too bad for you. Bye.
Actually, you're the one who said stop. You had me at infant.
I'm high on Xanax.
Oh, that's the new thing. Everybody's going to claim to be high on something. Okay. We have never done a show where either one of us has been high on anything legal.
Goodness gracious.
Anyway.
Okay, so ultimately, right, they used the battle axe of Terax to start wailing on Dazzler in a way that she doesn't find quite so pleasurable. And she decides to run for it and
warn Galactus.
Her big papa.
Oh, look, her clothes are all ripped off and shit.
Well, they're tattered, but we still can't see any pussy. But
oh man, why? You know why? Why does she need to wear clothes in space? Do like why would aliens believe in clothes at all? That she would have to like even wear anything? She should just fly around naked, but with the skates. And
but with the skates.
Yeah, because remember Heather Graham from Boogie Nights?
You know what? Heather Graham was much better in this other movie with Ralph Fiennes than she was in Boogie Nights. I just can't
Oh, no,
remember.
She's never good in anything. She's a horrible actress.
No, she was...
I'm going to show you Not this second. She did a TV show that was canceled after one episode.
Was it this podcast when we were saying that the director who married Kate Beckinsale in order to fuck her was an idiot?
No, we were saying that before the show, but I'm glad you remembered that because that definitely bears being put out into the ether.
Okay, check it. The director who fucked Heather Graham and gave her one episode and then canceled her show, he's a fucking genius. That was the best spent, I don't know, $150,000 ever.
You know, it's funny, the show was called Emily's Reasons Why Not. And I could
I do believe Emily just found out one more reason why not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could picture her going to him being like, hey, why'd you cancel my show? Why not?
It's beautiful. However, he was a fucking genius. If you want to fuck the hot actress, just don't hire her. It'll be about 13 days before she's on her knees talking about some begging the nearest director to let her give him head so that she can get another acting part.
We should direct a movie.
It's, well, I don't know about you, but it's just too much hard fucking damn work for me to co-direct a podcast. However, I might be inspired by a properly submissive, able-bodied, you know, horny, wants to do pornography, maybe some softcore, but mostly hardcore stuff, named Kid Mission, if she were to come and approach me on the subject.
Boy. Well, then her name would be, well, she married you, she'd be Kid Hawk.
Didn't I tell you that the director who marries the actress
just
to sleep with
her? Yes, how quickly I forget your lesson.
Yes. He's a frigging idiot.
Hey, Dazzler's mortally wounded, and, like, Galactus is feeling her up. He's got her in his hand, and he's feeling all of that ass.
Galactus has been tricock-fucking, raping, submissifying, blackmailing, torturing, spanking, and fingering that ass for 1,000 years. And the person who took her away from him will pay for what they have done. They will pay.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Hey, finally, he's not a pussy.
Yeah, you know, he was taking it easy on the universe because that was some sweet, stupefying quality level of ass he had skating all over the place on his behalf. I would be, and he would be, justifiably pissed. In fact, if I had my druthers, we would have to ask the production company to actually put music to this sequence of scenes because Galactus is badass.
See, I'm thinking of, like, the Star Trek original series battle music as he's coming out here into space.
I'm thinking, yeah, man, go for it. Anything, you know?
I like that they try to attack him and they...
Superman theme. Shoot him! Shoot him again!
This is like the shortest fight on record.
Fuck this. Enough.
I will suffer your impudence no more! Yeah, he's got finger lasers.
Five of them.
By the way, that's not as cool as Darkseid's Omega effect that comes out of his eyes.
Oh, dude, check it out, right? Eye lasers, you're desperate. A big-ass frown on your face, put out your hand, 5 bolts of cosmic rays, wipe out an entire space armada.
I would say Galactus...
Oh, dude.
Galactus is so powerful. We're just assuming those are lasers. He's like, I am Galactus. Even the dirt from under my fingernails, once fired at you, will destroy you all! And there, look! Karoom!
Dude, they've got this one mongoloid, like, totally crying the bitch face.
Hey, what is this, some anti-foreigner, anti-immigration shit? And in a blood-chilling cacophony of multilingual screams...
It was an interstellar...
Oh, so the alien should have learned how to speak English.
Armada. Mm. Interstellar space armada.
Well, the operative word is was.
In one fucking blast is no more. I gotta tell you, that's
That's badass.
I got nothing.
And Galactus, like, oh, here's the axe floating in space now. It's the only thing that survived, and he just, like, crushes that.
You know what, though? I gotta say.
It'd be funny if, like, he takes it in his hand, he crushes it, and he's like, ow!
Well, he's like, it shall not trouble me again. Oh, okay, it didn't actually trouble him, because they shot him twice, and he was like, are you fucking kidding me, right?
It troubled Thank you for bringing
my cosmic energy home. But it did trouble Dazzler, therefore it did trouble him, and if I had just lost the hottest piece of ass
in the intergalaxy... His ship's super tech has, like, healed her.
Oh.
Yeah, well, she's fine.
How convenient is that?
Uh-huh. But she is upset.
What?
Well, yeah, Aura 11 just told her.
You know what? When women first wake up, their hormones are totally imbalanced.
Their hormones are always fucking imbalanced. God.
Yeah, but I mean, here she's like eyes a-crying, runny nose, sucking her fingers, you know, scratching at her hair and shit. She's just totally... Dude, she's like, oh, God. I thought I made him into a punk. I mean, a gentleman. And he's like, Harold, would you rather that I had let them destroy us?
Typical female. He's here. Would you rather that I had let them destroy us? Her response. That's not the point. Oh, fuck you, you bitch. See? That's not the point. Yes.
All right.
It is the point.
All right. Check it, right? All of you out there in Podcast X-Lane, I invite you to participate in this discussion at podcasts.blogspot.com. But I have asked women, I'd be like, oh, dude, if I ever saw some guy do that to my girl, I'd have to kill him. And they're like, violence is not the answer. And I'm like, okay, so if we're stuck in a log cabin and some guys are beating the shit out of me and they're about to, well, they've been raping you for 13 minutes and they're going to rape you for another 13,000 more and I just happen to get my hands on an axe, I should not kill them? And she's like, no, you should get the police.
Dude. I really hope this actually happened, this is, though, didn't it?
I am feeling Galactus. Starhawk is feeling Galactus.
Are you feeling Galactus?
Big time. I'm feeling Galactus. Dude, she's like, she's crying at the top of her lungs, screaming, oh my God, I'm so through with you. He's won, Galactus. He's won. And Galactus is like, what the fuck?
And that just shows you all this time she has had this power. She has served this wise man, Galactus. She's learned nothing. She hasn't grown a bit.
Galactus is like, you know what? Just get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm like, you know what? If I was such an asshole, I'd have just killed you because you just snapped, bitch. Look, I need to get the fuck away from me. And
I like when he tells her, like, look, if I was as bad as you think, I wouldn't be letting you mouth off to me, bitch.
Yeah. Your insolence would surely have invoked instant obliteration. And see, he's got that, I am just the most put-upon husband in the whole damn galaxy.
He kind of is here, though.
He's just like, you know what? You got, go. If your wish is to leave, then go now.
And
sure enough, I mean, she's like, and we're back.
Please tell me that was the last one.
You know we reserve the right to make no promises here at Podcast X. But yeah, she goes off and...
she goes back to Earth.
And it's a little different.
A little. You know, this reminds me of that old commercial where, like, the Indian looks at all the litter and he cries a single tear. Mm. And I'm thinking, like, if that Indian could see what's become of the Earth, which appears to be now, like, a wasteland populated only by skeletons because everybody's dead and everything's been destroyed.
Yeah. You think planets look bad after Galactus sucks the life out of them? Well, a nice rusty-colored Earth with, I don't understand how the skeletons are still laying around on the surface, though.
I guess there's nothing left to...
True,
I don't know.
Because if it's been turned to solid rock, there wouldn't be enough sand to even cover their dead bodies. It's like a glass rock. Rock and glass husk of a planet.
I just had a thought. Galactus does serve a useful role in the universe.
Keeping the hottest bitches alive after your planet goes all holocaustic?
Well, of course there's that. If Dazzler would have just let him destroy the Earth when he wanted to, Earth would have gone out on top.
Alright, here's the way I see it, alright? Oh, fuck it, never mind. It's just it's just too terraformatic and negotiable. You know, it's like, okay, I'm Galactus, I've got all the power in the world, here's some spaceships, get your best and brightest off this planet, because I'm going to eat it. I promise, if you find a planet that I haven't already eaten, well, actually, I'll just tell you where all the other planets are that I've passed over, which have plenty of energy to support your little asses. So get your ass ghost, consider yourself, gentrified.
Okay, I have to admit, I kind of zoned out on all that.
Because there's this great big blazing
because,
picture
yeah,
of
she,
a half
this
naked
is,
dazzler.
This is the, because, yeah, this is like the most... They end the comic with, like, the most blatantly sexual image. She is, as you say, half-dressed. Her arms are, again, outstretched. And she's actually thinking, I'm not making this up. After all this time, I need him, too. Because we know Galactus, you know, needs her. And she's been totally, like, submissified, as you say.
I'd like to just back up.
The same page?
No, back to her visit to Earth. And it's like, it's right there. It's like, this is no longer my home. I don't fit in because, like, I'm alive and everything else is dead. I don't belong anywhere except
but
with
that, okay, but that's, well...
True.
There are lots of populated worlds she could go live on.
Exactly right. But this is where she makes that critical decision that, you know what?
She could go anywhere in the universe, but yeah.
I would rather live as a hoe, slut, whore, herald, bitch of Galactus.
Because it's what she is.
Hot and horny.
She's accepting her true slut nature.
She's the best cocksucker I've ever seen in a comic.
Wow, yeah, so again, it ends with her returning to Galactus like a good bitch.
In fact, she's so submissive she even impresses the Watcher. And he says here, and though she would never think of herself in such a manner, she may well be one of the noblest heroes the universe has ever known.
Oh, by the way, I give this a 6.5.
Ah, dude, I didn't count the boobies, but I'm about to go home and masturbate on this shit. This is a 9.
Damn.
Yeah, this is one... This is a 9. In fact, this whole podcast is a 9.
There are some who would undoubtedly consider it a 0.9.
Well, let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
Dazzler's hot. She can lap dance on my lap any day. And,
yeah, I like the, yeah, the Watchers here, pompously telling us that, again, she may well be one of the noblest heroes the universe has ever known, but, I would say at this point she has transcended being a superhero.
I would say at this point she's transcended being everything except a, sex doll. But hey, with that determined manner and gentle spirit, and all the countless lives she's saved by pussy whipping Galactus. Yeah, she's pretty hot stuff.
You're gonna play the last song, aren't you?
Oh yeah. All you need if you want the dog to lick your pussy is to smear a little peanut butter around the clit.